Podcast.
Are we saying podcast?
Welcome back. It is again two fanboys in a filthy casual. This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Earl.
We've been talking about the new year, especially because it's the new year.
Right.
And, you know, there have been a lot of news and, you know, we've been so focused on reviews and everything and talking about the past that we haven't really talked about the future. And I think that's going to be the main focus of today. We're to take a look at what's going on now and really what the future is. So before we begin, how has everybody been since the last recording?
Pretty good, I guess. Went up to Mount Baldy, almost slid off and died. So otherwise, pretty good. Fun times.
Wait, is that a euphemism or
actually slid off? Because you know my cheap butt did not bother buying chains ahead of time, even though everybody, your brother in law warned me you should probably get chains.
I thought
you
Mount guys Baldy weren't... was like a nickname for like.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was like. Whoa. Okay. So we really did mean
almost
okay.
Slid off the old Mount Baldy. Yeah. Maybe we should though.
A little too slippery up there on Mount Baldy. On top of Mount Baldy.
That's the new shirt.
Harold.
Yes.
How was your weekend? How's your year been? All 2 weeks of it.
It's kind of none. You know, it's been all right. I mean, well, since we're like a personable, a very personable podcast here. People know that the three of us are really, well, we're friends. Can't say really close. Just
kidding. But, well, if you don't count your other friends that you yeah, hang out with,
you're pretty close.
Well, your real friends.
Yeah. But recently we had our Friendsmas, Friendsgiving
yes.
gathering.
Oh, that's right,
gathering.
That's right.
You know, typical Filipino thing where it was a little too late, but
I mean, a little too late. Hey, it was just almost, a little late. It was like 3 weeks.
We were around Three Kings, literally exactly, one day before Three Kings ended.
If you're Catholic, it's still technically Christmas.
Yeah, we made it by one day, so congratulations to our organizer and frequent listener when she has the chance to. That person, thank you, that person, for hosting. And, you know, it's always fun because... It's weird because what we tried to do when we were over there was we tend to gravitate towards each other without even
meaning to
thinking
yeah.
about it. We're literally like there's a whole group of us, about 20 semi people, and for some reason the three of us kept on standing next to each other. So we made it a point to like stand on the other side of the room.
Yeah, forcing each other.
I know,
made the effort.
But, and I was trying to like get in conversations with our other friends, but you guys kept including each other. And I was just like, come on, guys. And then I wanted to do the joke, and you know, unfortunately, we didn't get the chance to do it, where we would pull out the podcast and recording equipment and start, you know, podcasting our friends and see, let them know what the podcast experience is all about. And you know, eventually one day we'll get to do it, but it's always nice because we are, you know, out of college. We've been out of college for a long time, but these are friends that we made during our college times, and to see each other a couple of times a year is always nice, but then that one big time where all of us are together and, you know, we get to spend time with each other and catch up on things that, you know, we miss besides the three of us because, you know, obviously we see each other all the time.
A little too much.
I'm not going to lie. This has been like the fifth time I've seen you guys this week, man. But, like, you know, there's only 7 days in a week. But, I mean, but, you know, to see our other friends, it's just always a great time.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that everybody's been having a good new year so far. But like I mentioned, there's a lot of news, and I guess I've been out of the loop, and there's at least a couple of things that I was reading through the news today. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that's actually coming up. So let's start off a little simple. You know, Lewis is terrible at fighting games, but he still kind of likes it.
I'm a masochist. I don't know why.
Exactly. Well, and kind of masochism here. Have you guys heard that there's going to be a new Mortal Kombat animated movie?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I heard the most recent Mortal Kombat news I heard was Mortal Kombat 11 was coming out to consoles later this year. I did not know they're making a movie.
Yeah, that's
cool. Wow, that's news to me.
But they're kind of, from what I gathered, it was, I don't know, this is like a really sad news item when you can say, remember the Street Fighter animated movie that came out, 25 years ago?
Jeez.
This is kind of their chance of doing it. But, yeah, I just heard a little bit about it, you know, I don't know too much about it, but I don't know where to go from there. Where like the Mortal Kombat that, you know, at least I remember was like the 1, 2, 3, maybe some of the MK4 stuff. But then the characters just grew out of hand, and it was like there was too many characters.
It was like 5 different versions of Sub-Zero.
Right. Like, yeah. 10 ninjas. Yeah.
All just different color palettes.
But come on, Reptile was different.
Yeah, he had his hand up this way.
Rain was my main. I don't even know which Rain was.
Left me some noob saber.
Okay. So, I mean, just from the sound, it doesn't seem like we're not too excited about this.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think the last few, from what I understand, again, I'm not very good at the actual games, but I really like how they've kind of done a, from what I understand, like a soft reboot of the Mortal Kombat franchise in the last few games. I think it was starting with Mortal Kombat 9 and 10, where they kind of, you know, they've serialized the series to the point where, like, yeah, they understand that, you know, a lot of, the first Mortal Kombat when we were growing up, it was kind of gimmicky because, like, the main fighting game, obviously, back then was Street Fighter. Mortal Kombat was a close second, but only because everybody was like, oh, it's the blood and how realistic it is.
And the fatalities.
Yeah, right, fatalities. And the gimmick of the fatalities. Absolutely. Big catch. So, yeah, I think the last years they've been kind of serializing it a little better, a little, you know, trying to make it a more coherent storyline. So I can see how they can pull it off. Do you know if it's going to be, like, anime style?
It is going to be. It is going to be a mix of animated anime and 3D, so it's going to be kind of interesting.
So kind of like I know you're a big Voltron fan, like that kind of animation.
They haven't had the initial ones yet, but yes, that's kind of along the lines that we were talking about.
Do you remember the original Mortal Kombat animated
series? Oh, dude, yes,
it was kind of terrible.
Was it on USA or
it was on either USA or KCOP? It was one of those crappy. Yeah. I think it might have been in USA, but like, man, Virtua Fighter never looked so good. You know, I was like, maybe not.
Actually, I already know, knowing the dudes in this room, but you guys saw the live action Mortal Kombat series.
Yes.
Yes, of course. Okay. Of course, yeah. Okay. Of course.
Hello?
Paula Montalban as Liu Kang. Hello. I'm really rooting for that show.
real quick, funny story. And, you know, it's been a year. It's been since last year, since we got to mention that we're from the Philippines. But I remember that the first time Mortal Kombat came out, for those people who might not have been or maybe younger younger viewers
were cooler and had something to do.
And before we had the internet and everything, we had to kind of figure out you know, either our own or word of mouth and everything for in terms of the secret moves and everything. I remember when we finally found out how to do the fatalities, I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. But what was amazing for me was that that summer I got to go to the Philippines. And they had just put out a new Mortal Kombat machine, and no one knew how to play the game. And it was one of those few times where I was like a god among gods, because I'd be sitting there and then I'd do the fatality, and everyone was like, "Oh my god,
the American!" Yeah, that's what he is. Just a few, maybe like a month ago, our buddy had our buddy Mooney had his party for his
daughter. That's right.
And they had a bunch of old consoles, and it was really great. They're trying to remake an arcade, so good job, Moon, on that. And then one of the games I was playing just happened to be the original Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, why are you playing it in front of 7 and 8-year-olds?
Lewis is watching me, totally remember pretty much everything. And then one of our other buddy's brothers was like, "How do you remember that?" I was like, "I don't
muscle
know.
Muscle memory, muscle man."
I was like, "Man, as soon as I know I'm in that exact range, your face is getting pulled off by Sub-Zero. You know what I'm saying?
Or you're getting burnt by Scorpion."
Then Lewis was like, "You just keep pressing up, right?"
I'm like, yeah, exactly.
Okay, good stuff. Kind of going along the lines of whether or not you're excited for it. I kind of mentioned last time, last episode, or two episodes ago, that I actually really liked Mary Poppins. I thought it was a great continuation of it. Have you heard that they're going to have a Mary Poppins too?
Oh, no. I did not. Wow, I'm really out of it.
Yeah. This first one
is obviously making well enough.
Well enough money that they've already greenlit the Mary Poppins 2.
Is it coming out in 50 years?
No, supposedly within 3 years. they're going to be going, and it's still going to be Emily Blunt?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, I got it this time. It's going to be Emily Blunt still reprising Mary Poppins. So, good idea, bad idea, and I know you haven't watched yet, but still, considering the trend in movies, do you think that's such a great idea to be going hard on that type of franchise?
Well, I think the problem, or for Disney's sake, I think it might be a good one to go with Mary Poppins, because I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but like their track record of these live action shows or movies lately has kind of been hit and miss.
Yeah,
you know, agreed. Some of them will be, you know, critically panned, but they do well, or vice versa, and so they haven't really kind of hit that stride with these live action movies. And you can only do so many of these animation to live action things for so long. You know, I know nostalgia is what's perpetuating a lot of the box office lately, but yeah, so you can only go so far with that. So maybe, yeah, if they found a perfect mix, I guess, from for Poppins, I mean, all for it. I mean, nobody's really clamoring for a movie came out recently that I was like, why do they Nutcracker, like a Nutcracker movie. It's like, who really asked for this? So from what I understand, that didn't do very well either, because that kind of came and went. Or
I don't know, it's at the cheap theaters, and I'm thinking about
watching it. See, it's already in the cheap theater. It came and went, and
even then I'm like still hesitant. I don't want to spend $2 on it.
$2 might be too steep.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it's on the free movie nights
on HBO or something.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, it's good for them. The only problem I feel is, again, you know, depending on an old property, so, you know, originality seems to be going out the door and everything here, but at the same time, happy for Emily Blunt, because I've always been a big fan of hers, and then she actually is coming out with her next movie, is The Jungle Cruise, I believe.
Oh, with The Rock, right?
With The Rock.
Yeah.
I mean, so Disney is just really cranking it out.
Yeah.
Disney cranking it out on Emily Blunt, and yeah, I'm all for that, you know.
Don't look at me when you say that.
You guys know I'm a big fan of the Devil Wears Prada.
Which, by the way, everybody who's, who can't see Harold, this is the happiest he's ever been for quite a while.
And cranking it.
And cranking it.
We don't have to edit.
Okay, so I don't know, to be honest with you. Continuing with the idea of remakes and whether or not it's a good idea, you know, we just talked about Creed 2, and we said that, you know, we believe that Sylvester Stallone has finally decided to hang it up. That's the end of the whole thing. And I was actually pretty happy about it, because it's ending the character in a very respectable way. In comes the news that Rambo 5 is coming up. It's going to be called Last Blood.
Really? Okay. For the listeners of every other Friday, I have the day off, and I just kind of keep to myself. This all happened on my day off. This is amazing. But no, I did not hear about that. The last Rambo was almost comical in the bloodshed.
Dude, the movie was awesome.
Yeah, buddy. It was. It was amazing. Sick. But I mean, part of it...
It was one of those few times where I felt bad for the bad guy.
The guy that got his leg blown off.
Normally you're cheering. Yes! Yes! Yes!
The guy that was just kicking it, and Rambo would kill him. We're like, I have you, bro.
That poor Cambodian general. Was it Cambodia? I don't remember. But yeah, he just mowed them down in the last one. Wow. Final Blood.
It's a cool idea.
Just that series in general is so funny to me, because yeah. I remember First Blood. I remember watching. I know this is sad that my parents made me watch this as a kid, but I watched it and I was just like traumatized, because the one guy got killed from a helicopter, and I always backtracked thinking there were so many deaths in that movie. And then when I go back and think, like, watching the movie now, I was like, that's the only guy that died. The guy in the helicopter that died. And then you have, you know, Rambo First Blood Part 2, which makes no sense, because the next movie was Rambo 3. But, like, in Rambo 2, you know, he has John Kreese as one of his bad guys. Yeah. And he's, like, killing everybody, you know? Part 3, he's killing a bunch of Afghanis. And then Part 4, he's just killing a bunch of more people. So it's like...
Which one's the one where he was in, like, the jungle or something?
Part 2.
The forest, yeah. I mean.
In the forest?
Part 1. That was Part 1. Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking. Okay. Any other thoughts on that? Okay, cool. So next idea, or next concept, or next news idea is that... Harold kind of talked about how Bohemian Rhapsody is such a great movie. Okay. No, there's not going to be a sequel to it.
Or is there?
The return? But it turns out that starting February, I believe the 17th or the 11th, they're going to, in select theaters, they're going to do a Bohemian Rhapsody, but sing-along version of it.
Oh, I am
very Is that something that you would like to go to?
You know what? I've loved the idea, but I've never been brave enough to do, like, the Rocky Horror Picture Show sing-along kind of things. But this one, I think I might just bite the bullet and go for it. But that sounds like a lot of ridiculous fun.
Yeah, I'm there for that. Because, like, literally, like, the whole time while I was watching the movie, I kept on thinking, I really wish I was at karaoke right now. I was like, this is a great movie, but these songs are way better than the movie.
It took all your willpower not to start singing, like, in the theater.
And they did play some obscure songs, some obscure Queen songs, so I don't know if it's going to be one of those things where it's like, you're going to feel bad that you don't know this particular song, and should I start, like, studying up, like, on these, you know, songs I don't know too familiarly, and then, like, so, you know, so I pretend that I'm some kind of hardcore-ish when I go there, but, you know, I don't know.
Okay. Sounds like a great gimmick, by the way.
Anytime you have something like that, they should have. I mean, when Frozen came out, you know, even though we watched it like 4 times already, the moment they said there was a sing-along, I was like, gosh darn it. Yes, we're going to have to go. We're going to have to go to
El Capitan.
The Capitan. Okay, a couple more. This is kind of old, but I don't know. I've been really digging it. I told you that I've been playing the Pokemon Let's Go Eevee on my Switch. And, you know, it's been really fun. Did you guys watch the trailer for Detective Pikachu?
Yeah,
absolutely.
What did you guys think about that one?
I am pleasantly surprised. When you see it on paper that Ryan Reynolds of Dennis's fanboy fame...
Dreams?
Of Dennis's dreams.
Wet dreams.
No, they're dry. They're dry.
Yikes. Warning, Ryan Reynolds. On paper, like, seeing that Ryan Reynolds playing Pikachu made no sense to me. But then when you see it done, or how it looks like they're going to do it, it is absurd, but I think it might work. I don't know. Like, Ryan Reynolds has been on a hot streak lately. I mean, it's been, like, a lot of just Deadpool stuff, but, I mean, he's been hitting it out of the park lately, so I kind of trust where he can go with this, and it looks like obviously it's not taking itself too seriously, except for the I think the internet term for it is uncanny valley nature of the Pokemon. Like, they look weird,
dude, but they, like, look terrifying. Like, yeah, like
surrealistic.
Normally you're gonna be like, oh, cute, yeah, it's Jigglypuff.
Mr. Mime is horrifying. Oh,
Mr. Mime is like the clown of your nightmares.
Yeah, he's like Pennywise. He's gonna be up there with, like, horrifying clowns.
Like, that's the one thing I would hate to happen in the movie, where, you know, in the trailer he's all happy and everything.
Yes.
And if all of a sudden he becomes serious, you're going like, oh no!
And your daughter starts crying, like, oh my god, I'm sorry. Yeah. So it looks interesting. I mean, I don't know. It's curious how they pulled this off.
So two more. Trying to finish this up. I'm kind of trying to figure out which one you would get more reaction. So I'll go with the one that might be an entertaining just conversation. According to reports, by the end of the March, it is expected that Disney and is it Fox?
Is
going to finalize their merger. So what thing? You know what? Not franchises. What IPs are you interested that you think that Marvel needs to get on it immediately once that merger happens?
Probably Fantastic Four, just because, you know, has there ever been a good one?
Nope, they're 0-3. 1 point.
Wait, there was 3?
Yeah.
Oh, the remake.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Like, the original two, campy, great movies to watch on an airplane when there's nothing else playing on Philippine Airlines. But
before Captain America was Captain America?
Yeah, I mean, when he was actually, I think he was more cut when he was Johnny Storm.
Yeah.
But terrible.
Especially that scene where he lands in like
in the ice.
The ice.
Yeah.
Yes. Obligatory shirtless scene. Yeah, like. Chris
Evans. But you know, it's like I think we've mentioned this before. It's an interesting property, and it, you know, it deserves a better recognition from what it's gotten. Where this is the original superhero team that they created, and you know, you have characters who like Ant-Man, where you wouldn't expect to be able to carry a franchise.
Yeah.
And they created a great superstar out of you know, the Ant-Man character, not just so much Paul Rudd, but like. The character of Ant-Man, and you know how you have people looking forward to seeing him in the next Avengers movie. If they can do that with a character as like maybe less than tertiary than Ant-Man, they should be able to do that with a, you know, a property like.
Agreed, because that's the one thing that most casuals really don't understand. For a lot of people who aren't really that into comic books, they don't understand that a lot of the you know, even Iron Man wasn't necessarily supposed to be that important in the, right. The scheme of things. You know, when Iron Man came out, I remember Harold, I think it was Lewis and I were kind of talking about it. We were kind of like iffy, you know, how are, you know, of all the characters that they were going to focus on, because the Hulk wasn't really doing that much for him. You know, we were like, how is Iron Man going to be the anchor of all things? And all of a sudden, you know, 10 years afterwards, mm-hmm. Iron Man is one of the most important characters. And you're right, if we can get something as important such as, you know, the Fantastic Four, or maybe we can finally get, I mean, while Bryan Singer's X-Men was pretty cool, mm-hmm. I think it would be interesting to see an MCU version of it.
Absolutely.
Where it's going
to
be.
Yeah, that was going to be my take, is I cannot wait to see an MCU version of the X-Men. Maybe a decent Cyclops for once. I think we've got, you know, Hugh Jackman. I'm not sure how they're going to pull off casting or recasting or whatever, however they term it, for Wolverine, because, yeah, Hugh Jackman's just been so such a big part of that role. But I just want to see MCU's version of X-Men with a consistent timeline. I mean, like you mentioned, the Bryan Singer series, great stories, even First Class especially, actually, was a really good story too. But just, you know, what the MCU or the Marvel Cinematic Universe offers is like such a tight, strong timeline and like a such tight story that, you know, that's what's lacking from, you know, a lot of the X-Men movies. A lot of the X-Men movies, like, these heroes kind of come and go, and, you know, maybe the same two or three stay, but then, you know, who you thought was gone is back again. Anyway, long story short, like, I cannot wait to see how they pull it up. You know, I believe in Feige, the executive creator.
Wait, are we talking about the creative director or the yogurt?
Which one are we talking about? When you're backed up.
Oh, it's Feige. Hold on.
What'd you call me?
Oh, I like the Greek yogurt. What can I say? The last thing that I want to talk about, and this is the one that supposedly this is real, and I'm pretty sure if you've been paying attention to the news, you heard about this. There is going to be a sequel to a beloved series that Harold and I actually went to a pop-up of recently.
We did?
Yes. There's going to be a sequel to Coming to America.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, I just saw that today.
And
I'm not sure about that one.
The fact that Eddie Murphy's going to be there.
Yes.
He's going to reprise his character. Supposedly, what's his name? Arsenio Hall is going to be there. And the storyline is going to be that Akeem has to come back to New York because he finds out that he has an illegitimate child in New York. That's the story. And it's such a beloved series, not just for everybody, but considering that it's, you know, it's a popular genre back in the day, that I can't believe that they're actually trying to do something different with it. Like, do you think it's a good idea?
See, this is where, like, the whole nostalgia thing is going too far. Or it's like, people, like you said, beloved property, and like we discussed before, probably, for me, at least, top five funniest movies of all time.
Absolutely. I've
seen it dozens of times, you know, like Dennis said, and I can't believe I blanked for that for a second, but yeah, we went to a pop-up of it, and every reference we understood because we've seen the movie and we've laughed so many times at, you know, memories that this movie has created. And then you have, it's like the fun thing about the Akeem character was, you know, the whole yeah, he's brazenly dirty in his, not brazenly dirty, I mean, but he's just living as a prince, and he has nothing, no idea that there's, you know, anything outside of his world. And then having it that, you know, he might have had indiscretions when, you know, his intentions had always been true, and they had always been pure to find true love, not just forced love onto him. And it's like that
you kind of forced?
Forced. Oh. Yes, forced love.
Okay. Yes. I'm going to have to re-listen to this because I could have sworn I heard the
that
word
horse. That was the horse. Something hit at the same
time. Okay, just checking. Literally
the
checking.
Same time I said forced, and it's just like, at the same time I said it. So. But yeah, it's like you're kind of taking away the sweetness of the original character. And I've said this before when we're, you know, where the reason we didn't like Wreck-It Ralph, the sequel to Wreck-It Ralph, is because the character of Ralph changed from being, you know, someone who we ended up in, like, initially loving, to someone we kind of despise in the sequel. And it's like, yeah, time has passed and whatnot, but keep the characters sort of the same, like the major characteristics. They can obviously advance,
evolve in, character, you know, in the character,
be,
yeah,
be better or be worse, but, like, you know, keep them around the same kind of area so we can, you know, fall in love with them again.
True. For me, I think of all the news you've given today, this is the one I'm probably most cautious about, just because I don't know where I read it from, but some, you know, anecdote when it comes to movies or to just pop culture in general. But humor is hard. Like, the comedy that made Coming to America happen back in the 80s, I think it was just such a weird, like, it was a perfect, like, perfect storm of, like, character and timing and the actor and the humor. I don't know how it's going to translate. How long has it been? 20, 30 years now?
I don't even know.
1988, so 30 years.
Oh, wow. Wow, okay. Yeah. 30 years later, I don't know how well it's going to translate or how the humor is still going to... I mean, obviously, the interest is still there because, like you've been mentioning, like, nostalgia is running wild and, you know, there's 30, 40-something-year-olds like us who would still love to watch this movie, even though back in the 80s, we probably weren't supposed to be watching it. Yeah, I'm cautious about it, and not to mention, I mean, Eddie Murphy back in the 80s was untouchable and, you know, was just on a crazy great streak, but lately, I don't know. I mean, he had, like, Daddy Daycare, which was a fun little romp and whatnot, but, like...
He's Donkey!
He's been Donkey. Oh, yeah, shout out to my eldest who still loves Shrek. But, yeah, like, I don't know.
He made Norbit.
Oh, jeez. You made me think about that one. And
like, Hercules.
That's not Norbit. Professor.
No, I'm just saying. I thought we were like... Oh, I thought we were throwing out
things that Eddie Murphy
did. Because that was haunted. Started with Shrek. But I mean, Eddie, a donkey.
But like...
Haunted Mansion? I don't know. Anybody see that one? I didn't see that one.
You know, Nutty Professor is actually a good movie.
The first one, yeah.
Norbit is like... hot garbage on top of a pile of trash.
By the way, quick aside, and I'm guessing that we're ending it with I don't think it's a good idea kind of thing. But I remember when Disney announced that they were making two movies based on the rides. They said one was a Haunted Mansion,
yes,
and the other one was Pirates of the Caribbean. Kind of showed you how the reason why I just do a podcast and I'm not like a expert, like newscaster somewhere, I still distinctly going, oh, Pirates of the Caribbean, that's dumb. Definitely, Haunted Mansion is going to be the better franchise.
What, sure, was it the Country Bears? The Country Bear Jamboree movie? Because, well, the Jungle Cruise is coming out, so.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, Money in the Matterhorn.
I would go on a Big Thunder Mountain.
Okay.
Still waiting for that Captain EO.
Okay, well,
that's already a movie, right there.
A movie about the movie.
A mockumentary. Exactly.
That whole movie's on YouTube.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it's not, it's like, you know, like...
Do I just have to, like, shake my own chair, though?
Yeah. But you know how YouTube has, like, YouTube restrictions where you can't use private things? You can't specifically spell out Captain EO.
So what do I look at?
Captain and... Molesto.
No, it's not. I hate you.
Damn it. Go ahead, go. We'll pause. Okay. I'm going to move on to the next topic.
You please.
And then I'll interrupt you and see if... I hope that's not true. So
yeah, because I share this phone with my son sometimes. What
if it pops up already?
Like, no!
Okay, so Next topic, and which, by the way, boys, I'm really proud. We're at 30 minutes now. That's pretty good.
You know, we've been looking it up.
I hate you.
I'm sorry.
It's not there. I hate you so much. Deleting search. Delete her search history.
Wow. Ooh. Awkward. Damn it, Harold.
Oh, I do believe that's what the kids call got them. Got him.
Okay. Oh, so moving forward, I hate you, Harold. we've been kind of talking about news. We've been talking about the new year. One of the things I was asking the boys of right now is that whether or not they've been trying out different things. You know, we've really been focused, and I know I've been joking around about it, we've really been focused on movies and everything, but is there other things, and yes, we can still talk about movies if you want to, but are there other new things in the horizon? Or maybe you've been doing, trying out new things now that you kind of want to talk about. You know, and again, any genre in pop culture is available for you. I'll begin, and this is something that I... the reason why I kind of started thinking about this, there was a... there's a Netflix anime. It's called High Score Girl or Gal. I forget which one. But and it's not fake news like Harold. And I was looking at it, and it was on ION, and I was looking at it and said that, you know, one of the, if you're a pop culture nerd, or if you're an old school like video game gamer, you need to take a look at it. So I was like, okay, cool. So I click it, and it was the art style itself was kind of weird. It looked, it looked like weird even for anime standards and everything. And the storyline is kind of weird. Also, it's one of those like boy meets girl type thing. And normally it wouldn't be my cup of tea in terms of anime and everything. But there was one thing that made it interesting. The very first episode, I was hooked. I was like, gosh darn it, I can't believe I'm doing this. The premise of the story is that this young boy is an outcast, and the only thing that he is good at is playing video games. But for some reason, this storyline is set in the early 90s. And so this little kid is playing, and it's Street Fighter, the original Street Fighter.
Oh, okay.
And so he's playing this Street Fighter, and this girl comes in and beats his score, and then this is how their relationship goes in. Now, the relationship itself is okay, it's cool, but the reason I kept on watching it was the very first episode, you can clearly see whoever wrote it knew what the hell they were talking about. And so there was one scene where they were playing, and I don't know if you remember the guile technique, where you kind of do like a small jab or a small kick, and using that animation you could actually grab people and throw them. And it was such a cheap thing that everybody was like getting angry about it. They were talking about it, and they talked about they were used to talk about hitboxes and everything, and they were talking about guile, how you have to use guile for characters such as Zangief, and that Zangief, you know, like is a difficult character because you have to do the 360 and all those things. And I was like, oh my god, like whoever's talked about is really, really really into Street Fighter. So I was like, okay, I guess it can't be just that, right? And all of a sudden the next episode they were doing Final Fight. And again, it was like specific things that I have heard of. I've never really I've been able to do it. Specific tricks that people did back in the day in the arcades to exploit and all these things. And for the six episodes that I've seen so far, they've chosen one video game after the other. And so it's funny. I'm not that... I think the characters and the relationship is kind of weird, and I'm not really that into it, but it's the video game part of it.
Okay.
At the very least, I think you guys need to watch the very first episode. Netflix, it's called High Score Girl. It's at least the first episode worth the watch.
Is it all Capcom games?
So far, yeah.
Because I'm like, it's Street Fighter and then Final Fight, literally the same sprites.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, yeah.
Hagar and Zangief, just yeah. different clothes.
So yep. they cross over eventually.
Yep.
Yeah. Speaking of video games, so for me, what I have been kind of geeking out on the last bit and I'm looking forward to for the rest of the year catching up on is... we got a Switch, a Nintendo Switch.
What?
I know, so I'm finally hip to that.
Oh
so,
my god.
Like, call me, and I'm hip to it. So it has been, like, a revelation for me how great this little system is. Now, for a while, I've been holding out just because I think, like, everything else has kind of spoiled me to the point where, you know, months ago, I was saying, we don't really need a Switch because if we were to get the Switch, they don't even have Netflix, they don't have this, they don't have that. But you know what? Stupid call on my part, because all I needed was a couple of hours with the new Smash Brothers, and I got Mega Man 11, and I fell in love with the system. Like, the fact is, it's such a powerful, great little system, and the fact that you can, it's the portability of it is just, like, amazing. The controllers and everything, you don't even remember the fact that you don't really need to connect to everything else. You don't need to do all sorts of, you know, bells and whistles and, you know, $10 monthly subscriptions to Xbox Live or PS Network or whatnot. I'm looking forward to playing, you know, I'm not as good of a gamer as these two dudes. So, yeah, I haven't told you yet, but I've only unlocked like a third of the characters in Smash Brothers, even though I've had this since Christmas. Yeah, Dennis has already unlocked everybody. I've only beaten
2 days afterwards. But
jeez, dude, I've only beaten 6 out of the 8 Robot Masters on Mega Man 11. So yeah, it shows you my cred. But like I said, it's just such a great little powerful system that thankfully everybody in my house has been able to enjoy. I'm looking forward to catching up on all of the good games of this last few years. Overcooked 2 particularly, some Mario Party maybe as well, just some stuff that, you know, my family and I can enjoy together, because the Xbox unfortunately has been kind of taken over by my son, my 10-year-old, and every other 10-year-old out there playing Fortnite. So it's kind of a nice break, to be perfectly honest. Like, a lot of the quirky pixelated games out there, and oh, not to mention the fact that, like, the price point for a lot of these downloadable games is great. $10, $15 for
It's the device meant for Lewis.
Exactly. I can take it on the bus.
What are these games free?
The games are cheap. Is it free 99? I got it. So, yeah. So, obviously, I'm not going to buy Breath of the Wild yet because it's still going for $60. So, maybe in a couple of years.
Or you can talk to somebody that... You can talk to somebody that's played it and had not touched it for like 5 months now. Yeah, maybe.
So maybe I can just borrow Dennis. This is spoilers. So yeah, that's what I've been geeking out on and what I'm looking forward to kind of going into the next few months or next year.
That's pretty cool, guys. Just kidding. I'm kind of not the opposite, but I'm like, these guys kind of know, during the whole holiday season, I kept on debating which system finally pick up. And, like, the whole time I was like, I'm going to pick up a Switch just for Smash Brothers, because as a lot of you guys, if you may know or may not know, I almost lost my, you know, I almost got kicked out of college because of the original Smash Brothers. not that bad, but, you know, and there was also a deal for the, you know, PS4 with Spider-Man. And as a lot of people do know, I was absolutely obsessed with the original Arkham series for the Xbox 360, and people were telling me this is the closest thing to an Arkham sequel. So, and you know, oddly enough, it had Spider-Man as the new main character, and I'd seen the gameplay and I was really interested in it, but I just for some reason didn't want to pull the trigger, because I always tell myself I'm never really home to play video games, mainly because I'm out somewhere playing a stupid game on my phone, the same game I've been playing for 3 years, thinking that one day I'm going to be ranked and someone's going to, like, finally discover my talent and they're going to start streaming me on Twitch, which, you know, people have their dreams.
And then they're going to go into outer space and fight. Oh, no, that's
not my message.
Wow. Hey, that was a deep cut. That was amazing.
But yeah, like, the more I have the chance to, like, think about it, it'd be nice to just be home and relax and, you know, play with like a system that's not a classic system with games that are actually new and whatnot. And yeah, I spent all this time just doing retro gaming, and I find myself in that position where it's like, what is it like to own a video game system? And pretty soon, like, you know, in the next month or so, I'll probably pick up a new one just so I can, you know, get back into the swing of things. I used to always say that I was pretty damn good at FPS, and Lord, I would love to get back into that, you know, and I see now...
Harold on Fortnite, dude.
No, that's like third person. It's
I can't wait for your Twitch crappy channel.
Yeah, but like, I spent pretty much all of my early 20s playing every version and variation of Halo and, you know, Call of Duty, and, you know, I see people playing that stuff all the time, and, yeah, you know, they're doing pretty good, and I follow those things on YouTube, and I'm like, you know what, I think I could still do it. So, just for fun, you know, and oddly enough, show my nephew that I'm actually pretty good at video games. So, yeah.
Show these damn kids what's up.
Exactly.
My next pick is, I don't know if you guys know this, but Brian Michael Bendis has made the big switch. For those people who aren't familiar, he's been such a big name in Marvel. He was influential in the whole like Ultimate Universe and everything. Well, Brian Michael Bendis has decided to join DC, and he's had his hands in it for a while now. He was there in Action Comics and all those things, but the one comic that I'm actually decided about is that he is writing the reboot, well, I guess not a reboot, but a continuation of Young Justice. Young Justice was a cool a comic book back then. It was the exploits of Superboy, Wonder Girl, you know, Impulse and everything. And unfortunately, that because of the New 52 and all that that timeline got ripped away, you know, Young Justice really didn't exist. All of a sudden, a couple months ago, I found out that Michael Bendis was going to be in charge of it. And Young Justice number one came out, and it's actually really good. One of the first times it's been a while since I actually went out and bought a physical copy, and I know that sounds terrible, especially I'm supposed to be a geek and everything, but I actually went out, bought the issue number one. I asked if there was a variant, and I found the variant of it, you know. And
how
then,
much more was the variant?
It was $2 only. It wasn't too bad. I just ended up paying $7.99 for one comic book, dude. That's weird.
For 24 pages.
I know. Bagged and boarded it, and it's now in my man cave right now. But the one thing, and you know, I did a whole article back when we were still writing on our website about the Flash and Wally West and everything.
Yes.
And one of the casualties of the New 52 was the Speedsters, because all of a sudden it was just Barry Allen. All of a sudden, Impulse is now back in the DC universe, and he is one of the main characters. So Superboy is there, Robin, Tim Drake is there. All of a sudden, for some reason, all the dark stuff that he's gone through has been forgotten, I guess. You know, and the two characters that got added, one is called Teen Lantern. And I guess the idea is that I know.
Did Harold write this?
Like Green Lantern.
And the idea is that this kid was able to hack into.
Teen Lantern.
I thought it was cute, but I guess
that's good. You know, that's clever.
You know, so it's this teenager who's been able to hack into a Green Lantern ring. So he's not actually physically there, but he's still able to make the constructs and anything. And the other one, and I'm gonna mess up the name, but I don't know if you guys remember the old school Marvel cowboy series, the Jonah Hex. DC, sorry, not Marvel, DC. Jonah Hex. And that's the new character that they have. I think it's like Jamie or Jenny Hex.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's a young girl, teenager.
Is it like hashtag Hex?
Ooh, awkward.
Jonah Generation X? Jonah Gen X?
Marvel rebooted that, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes, and for some reason, all of a sudden, Jubilee is not a vampire anymore. She is all of a sudden
normal again,
and with her fireworks all of a sudden. So I don't know. She's still Chinese.
Ambiguous Asian. I'm digging that choice, dude. I really like. I think 2000s DC is like such an underrated like era for DC. Mm-hmm. I really like that sweet spot back then. I might pick that up with you too, because like that was the same year as like Kyle Rayner and Wally West is the Flash. And like what I liked about DC back then was, in their comic books at least, was they kind of embraced the fact that yes, they've been around longer than Marvel, but they embraced it in the fact that they had, like, you had your main superheroes. You still had Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. You also had your legacy characters. So you had your old school Green Lanterns like Alan Scott and the JSA as basically like the mentors for the current crop. And like you were saying, Young Justice was supposed to be the future of DC. And like what I loved about that era is that, yeah, you could still get like all flavors in the same comic book shop in the same weekend and like get something new. You know, you still got your you got a version of Flash, you got a young version of Flash, and you know it kind of hit all those buttons. And the funny thing is, like, I mean, I've been kind of a lapsed Flash, you know, a Flash TV show watcher, but like
he's still very fast.
Yeah, turns out
he has angst
still there,
and he has mommy issues. There you go. You just talked about third season.
I was going to say, that's the whole third season. Is Iris still bugging? you know, a lot of the, from what I understand, like some of the concepts that they've introduced in those comic books during that era is kind of seeping through. It's still very
slowly.
But yeah, so I dig that era. So I really like that a lot. For me, speaking of a little bit old school, what I'm looking forward to this next year is I've actually kind of started doing it on my, I think I mentioned already, my horrible bus rides. It's just catching up on some really good old sitcoms and cartoons. I think actually listening to our year-end review last week, you know, Harold didn't mind.
2020?
Oh my god. What do you call this? He didn't call me out, but you know, he kind of mentioned that a lot of my choices for shows were kind of cynical and kind of a little serious. So lately I've been just kind of catching up on like the funny stuff, or at least what I've been recommended as being funny. So like I've been catching up on Bob's Burger and Archer, and I'm going to start Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Bob Burger and Archer.
And so Rick and Morty.
H. John Benjamin?
Yeah, so basically I'm just going to stalk H. John Benjamin for a bit.
Going to watch Bob's Burger, so just one episode.
Yeah, just Bob Burger. But actually, I'm already like season 3 of Bob's Burger and season 4 of Archer, I think. Great stuff.
It isn't such a great...
It's amazing. Like, but the funny thing is I feel bad because my 10-year-old's like, what you watching, Dad? Like, you can't watch this.
Bob's Burger.
Bob's Burger, yes.
That's a family show.
Like, the funny thing is like, half of the humor, well, maybe a third of the humor kind of goes over there, his head. So it's like, you know, me and my wife are like, talking about his, you know, wiener or something like that. But, sorry. But yeah, like, Archer definitely not for the younger set. But still, it's so gratifying because, like, yeah, like I said, just some great shows out there and some great ways to watch it. Like, yeah, Netflix and Hulu are just godsends at this point, where you don't have to go to, you know, Best Buy and buy the Blu-ray set and be disappointed. You can just watch it and skip a couple episodes or binge through all of it. So, yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to doing. It's just catching up on some good, fun stuff.
It's
a good place. It's on my list.
It's just so funny that you brought that up, because literally I was just about to talk about it, is that my DVR is full of so much stuff. And I want to... Like I was telling you, like Lewis was mentioning earlier today, he was watching The Shape of Water.
Yes.
And I was like, I've had the opportunity for over a year to watch this movie, but like I tell these guys, I literally just watched... It was showing at the same time as Back to the Future. And you guys know I've seen Back to the Future dozens of times.
Like, in a month.
Yeah, this month alone, probably 6 or 7 times. Every time it's on, it just, you know, it's comfort.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
It's familiar. And
I hate it when they had to do the trilogy.
Because they do trilogy, it ruins my whole night. Especially if I'm, like, in the middle of two, because I'm like, I know the Western feed's going to come in an hour or so, so I can start from the beginning. But it's like... You know, it said that...
Is that what the W means? Stands
yes,
for?
The W and the E is West and East.
I thought it was...
Dude, that's like 30 years later.
I thought it was Espanol.
That's what L is for. Latino.
Damn it. So I guess that's one whole HBO section that I've been ignoring, dude.
BMW for Winglish?
Westernized. Oh, there you go. But it's like I say, like, this is kind of like my New Year's resolution, is that I've got to stop, you know, trying new things or learning, like, watching new things. And it's like, I have a backlog of TV shows and movies that I really need to catch up on. Not that it's, like, necessary for us here, because, you know, we're already comfortable with what we see. But, you know, just for myself, yeah, where it's I'd like to expand, you know. I mean, yeah, maybe I haven't, I'm, like, only two episodes in on The Flash for this season. And for me, like, the problem has always been, once I miss a bunch, it's really hard for me to go back.
Yeah.
Unless it's a comedy, where it's like, so I can binge the whole thing right away. But, I mean, everyone has said, this is my final chance to finally be one of those guys who says, hey, did you watch that episode of Game of Thrones? And I really think it's probably not going to happen.
No.
Probably happen in like 3 or 4 years, like how I watched The Wire and Sopranos. But, you know, eventually I'll get into the show and I'll be that guy that's like, hey, you guys remember when Game of Thrones was
You know
thing?
What was great?
Yeah, I just started watching.
When we finally know who Daenerys is.
Yeah. That's a one chick, right?
I don't know.
I think that was Aquaman.
Wait. Did you watch Aquaman or Shape of Water? Which one?
You know, I mean, dang, you're right. I think Aquaman triggered something in my head. Let's watch some sexy water monsters.
And this is the other thing that I just thought about too, is Aquaman's been out a good couple of weeks now.
Yes.
And me and Dennis have both had the opportunities to watch it. I really don't want to watch it.
You're just going
to
wait.
But we have to watch it for us.
For us, yeah.
For the business to succeed.
For the brand.
But for my heart, personally, I really can't. I really don't feel like forcing
myself.
It's like
2.5 hours.
Yeah. One of our friends a couple of days ago was like, hey, I'm going to go and watch Aquaman. I was like, what time is the showing? And she said, 7 o'clock. And I was like, that means it's going to end around 10 o'clock. And she's like, yes. And I was like, yeah, that's not going to happen.
That's way
late. Maybe in a matinee on a Sunday. I know we talk about movies that I think are bad. That's why I watch on like Sunday matinees or anything. But I really think this is going to have to happen. Like, I'll watch it at the plant where there's only two other guys. Probably one of them got a switchblade. And I'm going to be watching, make sure I don't get shanked while I'm trying to watch Jason Momoa stab people with a trident.
Don't get your AirPods jacked.
No, I want to get karate chopped in the neck while I'm watching the movie.
Take one AirPod at a time. He's going
to go, karate chop. And some other guy's going to come and take the other. Jeez.
Oh, man. Okay. Any other honorable mentions that you want to talk about? Mine is... you know, I hate Lewis because I always end up like buying random crap just because I think it would be cool. Hey, Lewis, Lewis and I bought two games. One is called Keyforge, and I actually started playing it. It's actually pretty fun. It's something that I think you guys would like. And you know, Lewis, you've been talking about being a card gamer. I think that it's a cool introduction to it. You know, we talked about this before, but the idea that every single deck, it's one of those things where it's supposed to be, the idea is supposed to be, it's not a collectible card game. It's a unique card game where every single person in the world can technically have their own set of cards that no one will ever have. And I was wondering how that was going to work, and surprisingly it's actually done wonders. I have a couple of cards already that I've been tinkering around with, and so that's one thing that I think I would really recommend for everybody, especially since that would mean that there's other people I can play with.
So are you saying you're playing with yourself?
No.
But you're nodding.
Oh, yeah, that's a secret. That's going to be for the next episode.
Oh my god, he's like secretly training for this thing. I know, dude. That's what I'm scared of. It's like those underground like Magic the Gathering tournaments that Dennis used to go to.
He's
going to
like pull Exodia on me and like kill me in one move. I feel bad for it because I do feel bad because Dennis did get me my own deck. and it's still upstairs. I'm really sorry. And you mentioned we bought two games. The second game was Transformers, the card game, which was highly recommended. You know,
you pretty say well. Only $3?
No. Yeah, it was actually pretty cheap, so that's why I bought it.
Yeah, Shrubby said it was super cheap. And
it was super cheap.
It wasn't $3. It was like $8.
Yeah, it was like, hey, well,
for a card game, it's pretty good.
For the starter pack, it was like $15, but thankfully, my wife was a little buzzed that night, so she said, use the red card, so I did. So, shout out to my wife.
So, by red card, she means Target.
Target card. Get the gift card from the car. But, so yeah, actually, thank you for that's actually probably what I want to do too. Besides the card gaming, which is great fun, my brother-in-law actually started getting me into Warhammer years ago, and I literally have a box of, for those who don't know, Warhammer is a very involved tabletop game where you have miniature figures and you have all these figures have, you know, it's basically like Dungeons and Dragons but with actual figures, and they have hit points and magic and range attacks and all that stuff. But long story short, I have a box of half-built Warhammer figures that I have not yet completed, I haven't painted, I have not gone to battle with, and I feel bad because it's a great investment. And it's a privilege to have this kind of stuff, and it's just, you know, more or less just kind of hanging out in the man cave, excuse me, waiting to be used. So I think I should, you know, that'll be my what's the word again? Resolution. Sorry.
And maybe we this is how we end our podcast. You know, I kind of talked about you know, card gaming. Maybe that should be a resolution that we actually spend some time doing other things, because we talk about movies, we talk about TV shows. Yeah. Maybe we finally do something that's a little bit different. We've been talking about the idea of doing Dungeons and Dragons and everything, but this might be the easiest way to start us off. And by the way, again, I repeat my statement, I hate Lewis, because this is how it's going to work. Lewis is going to say that, oh yeah, I'm going to try it. And then my dumb butt will come in and start buying Warhammer figurines. And all of a sudden, I'm like, are we ready to play? And all of a sudden, 2 years later,
it's still in the box.
Do you know why I know this? Because I have Warhammer figurines somewhere in my house.
I thought you were going to say you have X-Wings. You have Star Wars.
I have X-Wings in my house.
He has Marvel Hero Clicks. I need to keep going. We have a problem. I'm sorry.
Dear Lewis, I hate you.
We need to see other
people. So, resolution, Harold. What do you have?
And this for me is kind of a sad one, but it's a realization I came to last year, is that I would love to play poker more. And unless this is like a weird thing.
Didn't you just get out of?
Like, I just got out of my gambling habit, my gambling addiction. I just got over it in the last 2 years.
He got rid of one addiction.
I gotta make up for it with another one. And for this one, it's like I need to avoid a certain kind of card table, which starts with the word pie and ends with the word gao. And three card poker, like those games.
Wait.
Pyrene Boga.
Classic.
But I
ancient Chinese game,
because it's so much like Pasoy, and like, you know, as someone who at the age of 11 started like my
mean streets of
mean streets of Arlita, my dad taught me how to play blackjack and poker at a young age.
Wait, you were in the mean streets of Arlita?
Yeah.
Did you ever meet the
guy that karate chopped you?
No, did you ever see the secret
ninja that flew from the rooftops in Arlita? I'd never met that guy, but I've heard much about his legend. But I within the past 3 months or so, I've been reading a lot of poker books and just watching a lot of like videos and stuff, and saying, like, it was a big part of my life when I worked at a casino.
Yeah, it was.
And it was like, they needed me to promote the sport of poker, so I had to become more adept at it. And it's like I never really got a chance to go forward with it more because I was working all the time. Not like I'm saying I'm going to do what I used to do and, you know, spend my times after work playing poker for, like, hours upon hours. But I just like to get back into the sport of it, because I realized when I was playing in Vegas last year for my nephew's birthday, I had lost money every game that I had played. And I was like, you know what? I could really go for a sandwich right now, but I can't afford. I don't have any cash unless I play poker. And then for some reason, I was able to make enough to buy a sandwich. But like,
that's the goal.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's how.
Made $1.50.
By the way, that is how gambling addiction starts, people. Where it's like, I'm gonna win the jackpot, And now it's, I just need enough to buy a sandwich. Because they give you free drinks at the table. So I can get a free Coke and water. Like, I need $2 to pay. But yeah, like, in all seriousness, it's a game that I had so much fun learning. And, you know, just the subtleties and the nuances of being, you know, actually good at something. And I started watching, you know, YouTube videos again. And it just seems like it's something I want to give a chance, not to be addicted again, because I know that's really how my personality works. But I'd love to just, you know, give it a try.
Okay. And I think you would all agree that the final you know, resolution that we should do is we should actually... and I understand holidays have just happened and a lot of things have been going on. We've been busy. But I really do think we need to get back to not just the website, but I think we need to start doing Facebook posts once again. Yeah,
you know what? It's for all, you know, for the three of us, we've all been on somewhat of a vacation. And, you know, when you're on vacation, you don't want to do work. And not unfortunately, but this is also our job, and it's...
Even though we don't get paid?
We don't get paid. We're losing money every day we do this.
So we're like government workers right now. Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I have friends who are government workers. Wait, we have a friend right here as a government worker.
But I'm not furloughed. No. He's not furloughed.
I'm not furloughed. I'm talking about, I got friends who are furloughed, okay. And they're like, well, this kind of sucks.
Yeah, city's not really the government. <You know?
laughs> Oh, Los Angeles, we could be our own, you know, country.
We could be our own little GDP, but anyway, yeah. But...
So that is it for us today. Hope you guys enjoyed our podcast. You know, lots of, again, we've been talking about lots of great stuff. We're planning on the next couple of weeks and months. You know, but before we do that, as usual, please, you know, even though we haven't been really updating, we promise we are going to do it. You know, take a look at twofanboysonecasual.com. Best way you can catch up with all the old episodes from episode one.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Episode two. And to all the way to 46 or 47, wherever we are right now.
Yeah, and then on Facebook, we are Two Fanboys and A Filthy Casual. Just put that name in the search bar and you will find our page. You can follow us there for whenever the podcast goes live. We'll let you know there. And like Dennis mentioned, moving forward, we're going to be a little bit more active on the website, on Facebook at least, you know, posting new pictures, fun articles, any news that's fit to share for all the fanboys and casuals out there.
And as usual, you can follow us on both Twitter and Instagram at @2fanboys1casual. That one we actually do kind of keep up with.
Yeah, I think so.
Because we're pretty interactive on those ones. We just, you know, need to be more diligent when people are asking us a billion questions and blowing up all the notifications.
Yeah. So, but shout out to the Potter and family, though, for hooking us up.
And the podcasts of Twitter for destroying my data messaging.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. I still don't know half of how Twitter works, but...
And maybe that should be my New Year's resolution. Figure out how Twitter works.
Don't do it. What is a Twitter? Twitter is the worst black hole God ever created, and he created a black hole.
So, you know. Wow. Okay. So that we're going to end with that note. Black hole, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening. As usual, this is Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual. This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
This is Harold.